Are you feeling a little bad this Halloween? Well, maybe check out a burgeoning book genre, witchy rom-coms. Witches have always been a staple of the fantasy genre, but in the past few years, they've spilled over into romance novels, making contemporary romance just a little more magical. Here and Now's Kalyani Saxena has more.
While many of us spent the dark early days of the pandemic baking bread and picking up hobbies we'd quickly abandon, author Lana Harper was brewing up something else, a pitch for a new novel that would combine witches with the winning formula of a romantic comedy.
I wanted it to be this very escapist book because I was writing the proposal for it mid-pandemic. Everything was very dark and depressing, and I just wanted it to kind of feel like living in a Yankee Candle, but like a Halloween-scented one.
Harper's novel follows Emmy, a witch who returns to her magical hometown and teams up with two other witches to get revenge on a man who broke their hearts, only to end up entranced by one of them. In 2021, Payback's a Witch became one of dozens of witchy rom-coms that flew onto shelves over the last few years. These kinds of stories cast a spell on editors like Cindy Huang, vice president and editorial director at Berkeley, Penguin Random House's romance imprint.
The first time I got in a witchy rom-com submission, I was blown away because it was so much fun. We don't want rom-coms to feel so similar to readers that they felt like they've already read the book, and this seemed like a great way of keeping, you know, the feel of it really fresh.
But for Harper, featuring witches in a rom-com was more than just a fun gimmick. It was integral to the queer love story she wanted to tell.
The same things that make witches threatening in history is probably the same thing that makes sapphic romance threatening to the patriarchy, where it's these unfettered women who don't need men for anything anymore at this point because, you know, they've got their magic, they've got each other, they're dangerous, they can't be controlled. So I think it's just like the perfect mix of giving women freedom of expression in every sense.
It's this connection between women and power that's at the heart of the witchy rom-com boom. India Holton is the author of The League of Gentlewoman Witches, the second book in a series about Victorian women who fly houses, cause chaos, and fall in love.
It seems to me that witches are about using magic to control their lives, and I really wanted to explore that whole idea about how women get power for themselves in societies where they really just don't have that.
Erin Sterling, whose real name is Rachel Hawkins, is the author of The XX. She thinks the popularity of this subgenre speaks to how women felt after Hillary Clinton lost the presidential election to Donald Trump.
I felt like post-2016, basically, the witchcraft section of like my local chain bookstore suddenly exploded. And I wondered how much of it was a reaction to sort of women especially feeling powerless all of a sudden.
For Sungu Mandana, author of The Very Secret Society of Irregular Witches, writing a witchy rom-com as a woman of color had special resonance.
For so long, a witch has been a stand-in for a woman who has been on the margins, someone who has been misunderstood and, well, in some cases, literally killed for it. I mean, I am, I'm a woman of color. I'm an immigrant. I'm neurodivergent. There are lots of ways in which I've never quite felt like I fit into, you know, the mainstream.
Aside from the thematic importance of witches, Mandana points out that including magic in a love story can also be a metaphor for vulnerability. In her novel, the main character Mika, who has spent her entire life hiding her magic, meets someone who knows her secret, allowing her to finally fall in love.
For the first time, Mika is able to be completely herself with someone. And that is a huge part of the foundation of her relationship. The magic is what holds her back from being that intimate and honest with other people. But that is a stand-in for a lot of things that stop us from being open and honest with everybody.
Whether it's the appeal of seeing women in power or the emotional connection between characters, more authors are jumping into this subgenre. But is it reaching saturation? Editor Cindy Huang says, not quite.
I do feel that we can approach that point. I don't think we have yet. I mean, one of the things that is present more in these witchy rom-coms. There's just in general a bit more acceptance of diversity, race, as well as sexual identity. And I really hope that we'll continue to push boundaries in romance and with the witch rom-com specifically.
And maybe they'll keep you spellbound. For Here and Now, I'm Kalyani Saxena.